This is TWiT.
We were replacing screens on Dytrine today, and I was using the iFixit eye opener, which ironically is iFixit's a sponsor today. But glued-on screens, which are used in the Microsoft Surface, the iPad 2, several other iPad devices, Motorola X, Motorola G, I believe, definitely the Motorola Moto X, glue-on screens are Satan if you break one. I understand why they do them from a packaging standpoint because, you know, slim, nice, clean, simple, makes it difficult for users to get inside. But replacing it, the more shattered your screen is, the more tiny bits of glass you have to pull off the glue the mastic. And, you know, the whole point of this weird little thing is you heat it in the microwave, lay it on the screen, and it heats up the glue below the screen, and you can basically pry it off. And it was one of the least pleasant experiences repairing something I think I've ever had in my life. that and the fact that they align above the bunch of the buttons internally by being glued. It's kind of funny, like the home button is held in by glue, two layers of glue on two separate pieces to the screen, and then that whole package lays down across a couple of spring touch pads inside the base of the unit. It is brutal. It is like just awful to work on.
Did the heating pad part work though? That's one thing that I don't really have yet and haven't had a need for yet. Hadn't had to replace something that had a glued on screen yet, but the idea of it seemed pretty neat.
Our conclusion was that, you know, if a guy in the mall is going to replace your iPad 2 screen for $100, pay the guy at the mall $100. But it was through no fault of the eye opener. It's such a strain in the tube. It worked really well. It's funny. It has some sort of all natural ingredient in it. I want to say buckwheat or something, because you heat it and it smells like popcorn. And if they got the shot at one point, there was like me holding this down on the screen edge, right? So you heat it up in the microwave, then you place it down on the screen edge and basically heat, right? So you don't have to sit there with a heat gun. You don't have to play around with a bunch of stuff because using a heat gun on a screen's kind of not pleasant. It works, but it's kind of a nightmare. And then, you know, you let it sit for like 90 seconds, then you get your spudger out and you start prying the screen. It works fine, but there's this one beautiful shot of me like holding the thing down and there's steam coming out from between my fingers. It looks like I'm about to burst into flame because I'm a vampire on a Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode. Now it actually works. Paid my own money for it, bought it out of pocket. And Pentalope screws suck, but not nearly as bad as glued on screens. Because at the same time we did this iPad 2, we did an iPhone 5, which is essentially is two screws pull the screen off if you have a populated screen, two ribbon cables. And I got to say, it's amazing how good the quality is because we got a screen for like $30 off of eBay and it was populated with the speaker, the front facing camera, the LCD and the digitizer, right? So you didn't have to try to, you know, remove all these incredibly sensitive components and reapply them for $30. Works perfectly, looks fantastic, so much easier than trying to replace those components and put them back down on. So, don't break your screen. And if you do...
Tip of the week.
If it's glued on, if you do research on your screen and it's glued on, you can fix it. But you might want to think twice about that one. You might want to have somebody else fix it.